ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 5/27/2022. And I guess they didn't like what I had to say last night because the Skype, which I was on earlier, it seems, in terms of being available, it seems like somebody turned my Skype off here this afternoon. Anyway, so we just find it out right before the show, and I have gone out and gotten the tin cans and tightened the string real tight, you know? And for some people, they don't understand that you can take tin cans, put a button on the inside, put string through it, and that you can hear somebody at the other end. Anyway, that's just an aside, because I'm going to talk a little bit about that later, but let me just tell you this. All the signs to me are just incredibly pointing to war, 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 and all of it, but I got, right before I came on, I got something somebody was sent to me as a from deep background that apparently in the 4chan, the 4chan underworld zone of the net, you see, the 4chan, that allegedly that the Buffalo shooter, the guy who shot up Buffalo in the grocery store, was linked to the Texas shooter through that chat, 4chan chat and everything there, and that allegedly Armand basically seemed to be the handler that talked to both of them in that area. All right. The handler or groomer or whatever. I call it a handler because that's more like what it is. Because apparently in the 4chan area there, according to my information that was sent to me, that this quote-unquote Armand avatar or character posts in the chat room there, the chat group, posts in there, Texas, 13 days. All right. Well, then guess what? The attack happened 13 days later after he posted that. So that looks like somebody was given instructions. Now, I heard last night on the Fox or somewhere late last night that apparently there has been some, I saw it in an article, early a.m. or late night a.m. article, that apparently a retired federal agent was somehow or another in contact or involved with the Buffalo shooter, okay? So I'm going to tell you what. Allegedly, in an opinion, which one can have an opinion, then allegedly that, I'm going to tell you what, this is MK Ultra crap, and that's all there is to it. Mind control stuff, tuning up people to do things so that they can apply those deals to make sure that the attempt is to take the guns away. Then I see all the kind of stuff on a lot of different websites like MSN and places like that, home sites, kind of like things where you can go and get all your news and do your search or your Bing or your Google or whatever. Well, anyway, I'm seeing pictures showing how Australia did it, and they had all the guns, you know, like containers and containers, trash containers, all filled to the brim and the top with all these wonderful firearms. And then I thought about, you know, well, isn't that interesting how earlier, last year and earlier this year, they had the Nazis in Australia, the Nazi Australian cops, you know, putting people down because their face mask got below their nose, throwing them to the ground and all that. And they had all the riots and all the stuff in all the places. And hello to all the friends there in Perth and different places there. And may Lord Jesus protect, because there's power in the blood of Jesus, okay? And let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all right out of Matthew 24. Earthquakes in diverse places. 7.2 apparently hits Peru, followed by a 6.2 in Timor, and a 6.4 off the Loyalty Islands, and a 6.2 up the Southern Pacific Rise within just 24 hours, okay? And then now, of course, you know, I mean, it's just now it's all coming out today big time. And I guess the Texas governor was lied to and different things. And who is this teacher leaving the door open and propping the door open? Who's propping the door open and leaving it open while they go in and do a 911 call? And then everything on the website of Uvalde says we've got school safety officers, you see. All this is baloney kimony, you know, and I'm going to tell you what. Whoever was in charge down there allegedly changed this thing over to a shooter, you know, barricaded, and that they should, you know, marshal up and do all that, get to, well, what happened to the Uvalde? Where was the Uvalde SWAT team? Why'd they gotta wait for the air attack team, okay? Uvalde has a SWAT team. And there were 19 police or different police agents or officers of some type in the hallway. 19 in the hallway. And then there's still kids in the room calling, hiding under the desk and stuff, calling on 911, begging the cops to come in. This was done, it was done, it was managed, and it will not come out, it will not come out. The truth is coming out, but the conclusion will be the wrong conclusion, you see. Somebody should fry in hell for what they did by tuning this kid up and possibly, in the 4chan, handling that person and giving the green light for 13 days away. Not everything will come out about this because the news will not be allowed to play it. But this is being done in an attempt to go to take the guns from America so that this transition that Red China Joe was talking about, the difficult transition, all he did was mouthpiece the words of the World Economic Forum, you know, guy. The transition, and boy, it's a difficult transition, and where we'll get to the other side, but we'll be better off for it, you know? Well, I don't think so. I think somebody should go get your, should take away your Corvette, your vintage Corvette away from you. And maybe somebody should make sure that you drive an electric car. You know, and let your Secret Service drive only electric cars and all of that. This is the destruction, and it is a planned destruction of America to take down. And I'm going to tell you what. Let's go to food for a second here. Now, we've all been hearing about the shortage of the food and the grains and, you know, only 10 weeks left for the whole planet and nobody, they can't get the grain out of Ukraine or out of Russia because the Russians will sink it and then all of the different stuff. Now we've got, let me just ask you a question. Those who are very frequent, faithful listeners for years. Remember back a year or two, I think it was about 2 years ago, when one of our good spotters out there in the world, Lady J, the one who is in the mountains in Tennessee and Virginia, Smokies in the Blue Ridge, and she said and came on, and I told you on air that apparently she had found out that Smithfield Hams was owned allegedly by the Red Chinese, and that Smithfield Hams, you know, that corporate structure allegedly owned by the Red Chinese also controlled 10 or 11 other major brands of pork producers and brands of of ham, bacon, pork products, et cetera, in the United States. And how we talked back then, I think it was almost 2 years ago now, how that was going to become dangerous. Well, now here we got Smithfield Bacon recall. 90 tons of product to be bought of a ready-to-eat bacon because there's possibly metal in it. Well, who is running those factories there? I'm going to say this. You need to get, if you can, in your area, if you live anywhere where you can go out to the rural or to the farming community, find you out in a little town or something where they buy the product and then, you know, make the bacon or, you know, do their own butchering of the hogs and of the cattle and the chickens everywhere. See if you can't get a source out there, you know, 20 miles out or 10 miles out of the town or the city if you live in something like that. Or if you live in the rural area, find the farmer down the road who's got the product you got. And if they butcher or whatever, then make a deal to get your stuff. And I'm going to tell you what. You get you a solar-powered deal or some kind of a thing, and you get a freezer and you fill it. And you can fill it with that stuff up. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing is going to go wild weasel on food. You're going to have famines. Do I need to read Matthew 24 up to you again or Luke 21? I probably should read them both again tonight. The thing that's happening is what Lord Jesus told us was going to happen. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, you got the monkeypox. Well, it doesn't supposed to kill you, but then what if they change that into some other kind of a thing, or an Ebola pox, or whatever it is? Oh, then we go to Guam, where we have the U.S. Coast Guard in the Guam area. And they force Guam, which is, you know, an American protectorate, they force it to have drills, total public drills, about an Ebola outbreak in Guam, okay? Well, we have bases there, you see. And, you know, then, of course, it could start in Guam, and then it could be here in Hopscotch, and it bites the bat. Who bites the pergolin or the pangola or the who the haga, haga, haga? And then that bites a human being somewhere after they pick up the fox that's dying, the baby fox in Minnesota. And then you also then combine that with the bird flu and the swine flu, and next thing you know, you got a ring-dang-doo, and you got blood coming out of every orifice. And that's what the heck the Bill Gates of Hell person is talking about. In my estimation or opinion, allegedly, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about a nasty, killer-diller pandemic. So I told you, you know, as long ago as 18 years ago, to get nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, gas mask, military grade with extra filters, Tyvek F suits, or better quality, the rubber boots, the gloves, the hoodies, the whole bit. If you can still get any of those, get some. Not where you go down to the, you know, salvage or Army Navy store Joe's surplus, and you get an old Russian beakhead gizmo from 1961 or something like that. It makes you look like a bug, you know, the one that goes complete over your head. Don't get that. You can't use the old ones because they're cracked and all of that. You've got to get a newer or something that's very, very close to being brand new. You know, that is, I think there's some Israeli surplus that are still good, that are still in the box, never been opened, that have still been good, but you hardly can find any of that. I'm telling you, you need to talk about starting to figure out how to find it. And then there's baby rangers and youth rangers, which are passive pressure systems. If you have a baby, what are you going to do if all of a sudden you've got a real bioweapon or you got nuclear fallout coming down on you? You need to figure out about getting some of that if you can. And food, 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 and water, water, water. Now, guess what? You see? Guess what? I think I've got it posted up here. I can go to it. California. U.S. Drought Monitor, May 24th, from 2 days ago or whatever. It's the California Water and Infrastructure Report. Shows the map where everything is really bad. And it says the U.S. Drought Monitor for California this week shows a somewhat dramatic shift towards a more intense drought. From almost 0% being the exceptional drought category last week, this week, the number is more than 11% this week. This is for the first time in the present drought that any of the state has been in exceptional drought. Well, that's just a legal word. Let me tell you something. And they're talking about, well, we need to cut water 15-20% urban water. But I'm going to tell you what. What are you going to do about agriculture? Water to be done for agriculture. The board makes a big deal for those in the cities conserving water as if cutting 15-20% urban water used will be a serious response. Recall that less than 10% of the water of the state goes to cities. So thinking that absurd, conserving 15-20% of 10%, it'll be just less than a drop in the bucket, the report says. And much thanks to my friend MS up there. MS, thank you for sending me this. And they go into the Colorado River and the crisis water supply for 40 million people is becoming. Now, if you live in California or anywhere, Nevada, anywhere in the drought regions, okay, anywhere in the drought regions, you had better right now by hook, by crook, by buying in the store, by getting it out of the tap or whatever, and you've got to get a Berkey filter, you got to get a Berkey filter system or some filter system for water that will take out the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites, and the chemicals. That black Berkey filter will do that, okay, very well. You might have another unit, but if you can get the black Berkey filters, then those are going to go bye-bye at some point here, too. Oh, boy. Now, you see how much of the electricity is generated. You see, the Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant and its contribution of 10% of the electricity generated in California is scheduled to be completely shut down in 2025. Well, what happens when you cannot run water turbines to generate electricity, all right? This is a planned destruction of this country. And where, well, I was, Hawk, that's the drought. No, the drought is being exacerbated and helped to be created. I've watched it on the moisture, the University of Wisconsin Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. I've watched it for years. And how they keep that moisture at the coast of Northern California and Southern California. But then they've recreated a fake new jet stream. You know, to keep the people in the Midwest and everything still thinking that it's like, oh, it's still the way it always was, you know. And that is coming up through the Gulf of Mexico and then going up through Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then turning east and going into the Illinois and Indiana, the Ohio Valley, and on out to make it look like the old jet stream, which used to originate out of Washington or Oregon or, you know, up in that area, come down into the Rockies and then down into Texas, then make the turn up. That no longer does that because that is being precluded by what? By the Garcona, Alaska, by the HARP. It's being precluded by the big ice cube down in Antarctica, the big neutrino thing that's the most powerful. weather control system and what have you. This thing is being taken down, destroyed, and we got the Deagle report. You know, at first they only said there's going to be like 55 million left in 2025. Now they're saying 99 million in 2025. That's next year, you know, or a couple, 3 years, not next year, but 3 years or whatever. There's going to be 100 million people, you know. There's right now about 350 million or 360 or whatever it is. You can't count all the illegal aliens because nobody knows how many there are. So this thing is being destroyed while the elites have got their own private police forces, and then in Davos, where all the scumbag Luciferians, and all of those probably having their way with all kinds of things in the deep underground that are there, are being covered by the Swiss Air Force, Swiss military, and all these private cops. And then they're whispering in the ear of Red China Joe, you see? That's a interdependent world. I heard Commissar Kamala, use the words of Poppy Bush and all the people who used to, that was the secret code word of the days back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. We live in an interdependent, interconnected planet, you see. And that was the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group. See, they don't go, they're not talking about the Bilderberg anymore. They went to the WEF. So they went to an acronym to throw you off. You think it's like the World Wrestling, Evolving Federation or something, you know? They think you're stupid, and if you're stupid, then you better wake up quick. But I'm going to tell you, those who listen to this program have been telling you for 18 years to put back food, water, store the water, get water purification, firearms, camping gear, medical supplies. I told you to work off a list, and I would still tell you to methodically work off a list. You can go to Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare book, or there's other books that got all the different lists. You've got No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War, and Other Threats. That's by Philip Hogue. That still probably is out there. You've got Crescent Carnage, How to Prepare for Survive Nuclear War. That you can get free, and you can download it, and I suggest you print it and keep it in a plastic bag somewhere or in a coverage of it, you know, so it can't get wet, and you need to read it. You can also go to Stan Deo's website, and there's a section, used to be called Ollie's section, that she has before she did her books. She had up there what foods to buy and how much was needed for each person. General lists of general items to have, tools, and then there's lists for medical and all kind of things. And it's very detailed. You can get that and see that for free if you can't afford to get the book, or you don't think you can get the book in time because something may happen in the next week. Who knows? So this water is being manipulated. They can also utilize, and yes, there can be natural quakes because this earth does everything. But I will tell you, if they utilize that ice cube down in the ice cube neutrino system down there, allegedly in Antarctica, they use that, they can pop earthquakes wherever they want, whenever they want. They can control weather. They can take a region of a country or wherever and beam a certain frequency to make it rile up. They can narrow beam somebody and then zap their butt, all right? Satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Now, how do you think they're going to hit all of those carbon nanotechnology tubes and stuff and little terminals that they got put into people across the world through the vaccines? And it always an interesting one of the vaccine makers. I forget the company. I don't know it right now at the top of my head, but in the last day I've seen the story where the guy who was at one of the big companies making a vaccine, I think for Europe, he even went on TV and showed himself getting the vaccine, show how safe it was, and now they found out that he had himself injected with the saline solution and never took the vaccine. These people, I told you 18 years ago, these people want to eat your livers. These people want to kill you and then take your family and eat your liver for breakfast. These people are evil. They're against the Lord Jesus. They're against our Father in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. They run governments. They run sectors of the economy. They run corporations, banks. They own entire categories or control entire categories of commodities. So what you have to do is to say, okay, I'm here in my zone. I know when somebody comes down my country road or comes down my block that I'm ready for who comes to take me out. And that could be, as I've read to you many, many times, Brother Greg Evenson and I used to talk about it, you see. And that was that document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law and how they're going to come down and go block to block and house to house and all that stuff. It involves gun confiscation. It involves lockdowns. And yes, there'll be a pretext. It could be Ebola pox. It could be a hemorrhagic flu. Okay. Swine flu, bird flu. You know, up there in Canada and the Alberta and all that. And oh, did you see how there was a train wreck in Canada, I believe in Alberta, of potash trains carrying potash? Well, you know, you can make fertilizer out of potash, right? I believe you can. So that was just like magic. A train with potash just wrecked along the side up there in Canada in the last week. These people are at the top slots of the military, the intelligence, the government, the big corporations, and the world banks, and all the stuff. These people are at Davos playing games with little boys and little girls and probably doing blood sacrifices for Lucifer. These people do not care about you. These people want to see you die and give up all your assets, all your stuff to them. And if you do survive, and if you're one of the only 500 million left on the planet, then you'll be a good little slave or else. But you'll be happy because they'll take care of everything for you. You'll get a nice bologna sandwich and a hunk of cheese and a piece of bread and some water that's, well, it's pretty clean, but, you know, it's not as clean as it could be because it costs too much to do that now. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what Lord Jesus tells us in the Matthew 24, the Luke 21, and then he tells us about preparation, and you better have your lamp and your lamp oil, and you better be ready for when the bridegroom comes. Let me tell you, you got to get out there and get your preps done as the best you can. And if you can't do it, you say, Lord Jesus, I'm having trouble to buy extra food. My budget is not such. Lord, can you find a way to help me? Is there some kind of a way or I can get in with somebody and in exchange for doing something for them that perhaps they can give me extra food to put in my pantry in the basement, okay? Or when the time comes and the balloon goes up and we're lights out, you know, in America. Lights out in America. And I'll tell you what, they're starting to find out. I talked to somebody this afternoon who is saying that it's very interesting because there is a shortage now, I guess, of transformers. And that all around in different places of the country. Remember years ago when I said that in California there was the one key power substation up there and somebody got shot with an AK-47, 7.62x39mm round, okay, and shot it out. And they'd also got in the tunnel that held the controls that had the warning alarms and bells and whistles and stuff, and they had turned all of that off. And then you remember a year or two later, they came and they shot it up again. You remember that? And back then I was telling you about, you know, 1 second after William R. Forston's book about the power grid going down and the whole nine yards. We talked about that endlessly. Well, let me tell you, now they're starting to see transformers shot out here, there, substations having damage to them from taking rounds. Well, you know what? When you got a whole lot of Spetsnaz inside the United States, a whole lot of red Chinese commandos working out of the back kitchens of every Chinese restaurant, when you got all kind of other types of different persuasions coming through the southern border, and don't get me wrong, they just come over the Canadian border too. But they don't do it. They do it in out in the country in North, you know, come into North Dakota or into Montana or somewhere. Or they go across on a lake or on a waterway in the Northeast. They just kind of come whoop, whoop, boop, and there they are, or into, you know, Superior or Michigan or Huron or Erie or any of the lakes, you know. Just a powerboat. Oh, hey, come over to get a little gasoline and a beer on the Ohio side or the Illinois or the Indiana side, you know. And then we still haven't realized or, you know, basically figured out all of the ramifications of the Russians coming in. We sure chased them for a while. We had them being chased. Where they came in through the St. Lawrence Seaway. And remember I said that they had the ability to come in and then offload small submarines into the Great Lakes by that means. We had them going there. We had them looking for them, and I think they got some of those people. But they haven't got all of them, I guarantee you. And now you have a scenario where you have perhaps, possibly, whoever was in charge of the law enforcement area down there at Uvalde responding more to control from a Luciferian scumbag somewhere up in the line in intelligence world so they can destroy America's Second Amendment, you see. And I thought that Governor Abbott was very smart today, and it made sense. It was very common sense. He said, you know, for as long as Texas has been a state, and prior to that, if you're 18 years old, you could buy a rifle and there's been no problem. Until the last, say, 20 or 30 years, okay? Now there's all of a sudden been a problem. But before that, 118 years or 150 years or whatever it is, long arms have been available to somebody who's 18 years of age. It's not that. It's the 4chan and the handlers and the little cabals and the tune-ups under the mind control, you know. And who knows? Maybe this kid went to San Antonio or was taken to go to a shrink, and they say, oh, well, where are the good shrinks from? Where are the pros from Dover, you know? Where are the pros from Virginia, all right? You know, we like those people in Virginia and in the Pentagram, you know, and in the CIA, so we're going to set you all up in a specialized program here. And not only that, but you can just talk to us on this website here, you know. Here, you just click into this and you can do that. And, you know, this grandmother got shot in the face by this kid in Texas over a supposedly dispute of the cost of a cell phone bill. And she's going to take him off her cell phone. Well, he's been in there online talking to the people in the 4chan, allegedly. The spies and, you know, and the secret chiefs and the loosey-gooseys and all the different people in the tar baby patch and all that stuff who want to destroy this country and who are hired and they don't care. They just get paid the big money to kill or shill or to do whatever they're told to do, you know, on behalf of the New World Order, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the time now, you better see it. Brother Quail, I think, had a very interesting piece that he posted today. Let's see if I can check that out right now. Let's see where, let me just go to this, stevequail.com. And it was, Okay. Let's see. I can't see it right here exactly. Well, I want to see it. Of course, you want to see it quick. Globalists have entered the kill phase of the Great Reset. Remember the Deagle Population Forecast. That's a good thing to look at, all right? Then down below that, you've got documents shed light on secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios. Well, your rights are not going to be among them. And then we go up here, imagine the compliance. You see, microchips are coming. The World Economic Forum crowd has publicly shared the beliefs to build a surveillance system and microchip human beings to gain ultimate control. Microchips are not a conspiracy theory. It is a plan that is in play. And wouldn't you know, they're going to track your carbon footprint and all of that. Well, they can fly up there in those big jets and stuff. No problem. They can drink French wine, California wine, and South African wine and all of that, and have little boys and girls attend to them and do all that. So that's okay for them. That's fine. They're just going to take all of your money because that's such a tough job at the top, you see. Being a Kerry, being a this or that or the other, or a Klaus Schwab, or a Rothschild, you see. Tough jobs. Queen of England, tough job. Princes, queens, all that stuff. Yet I also saw that Joe Manchin went to the World Economic Forum. That reminds me, because I have somewhat of a memory still, that reminds me of when at the Bilderberg meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany, at the spa, that many moons ago, you see, a certain Slick Willie Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, allegedly the bastard son of a Rockefeller, all right, the one that owned Arkansas, you know, Winthrop, allegedly, bastard son of Winthrop, and that Slick Willie was invited to the Bilderbergs over there at that Baden-Baden, Germany, and that was before, and guess who became the next president of the United States? Oh, it was Slick Willie. So you see, they're looking for a new player. They're looking for a Manchin who would be like a Blue Dog Democrat. Say on the TV today, the Blue Dogs are gone. They're no longer in vogue. It's the left. So they can now turn on the left, you see, and then say, what we need is a Slick Willie to come back in, and we'll have Joe Manchin come in. And then we'll beat those dadgum Republicans again. And then it doesn't make any difference what he does. If he's in there, then they'll buy him up. There is no political solution to a major spiritual problem where we're dealing with woe to those that call good evil and evil good. We're dealing with the people that the Lord Jesus talked about. The synagogue of Satan. We're dealing with those people. Those people that are, they're not all Jewish. They worship Lucifer, the light bringer. Don't get caught up in the Jewish, the Khazar, all the stuff. I know about all of that, but I'm going to tell you, when it boils down to it, they worship Lucifer, the light bringer, and you call them Luciferians. And when you do that, you know that they're evil and they're going to come for you. And what they want to do is to kill off billions of people on this planet to give Lucifer the devil power so he can do a counterfeit, a forgery or attempt a forgery of Lord Jesus' return as the Messiah to put you into strong delusion, bring the space brotherhood that's all around this planet already right now, bring them down on the earth and say, Jesus sent us, Buddha sent us. We're from the White Buffalo sent us. We're this one sent us. The Jain sent us. And you see what I'm saying? It's like all the religions will be covered. They even hired back in the day, they even were hiring some of the technicians of some of the big rock concerts back in the 60s, 70s, in the 80s, they were hiring them, trying to put together scenarios where they would do flash in the sky, the picture of Jesus or of Buddha or of this one over here, Krishna or whoever it might be, or of a white buffalo or of, whoever the deity that somebody worships, or Muhammad, you see, and flashes on the screens, and there would be big booming voices coming out. These are the space people. I have sent them down here to help you. They have cures for cancer. They have this, that, and the other. Embrace them. Do what they tell you to do. They've sent them. Well, let me tell you what, when they do that, you know you better cock and lock. Click, click, you know? Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to be coming because they want to kill billions. And then I'm going to tell you what, it won't end until Lord Jesus comes down. He comes out of heaven with his angels, archangels, all of them, and they're going to be coming down. And I probably will see Greg Evenson, an old Boom Boom McLaughlin, come out of there some way, loaded up with 45s, and they may not even jump in parachutes. They may just grab onto an angel's toe on the way down and then drop at the last minute. You see, this thing is going to go the way it says in the Bible. It's going to go when it goes, and I don't know when, but it's going to go quick, and it's going to go much quicker than the timelines that most of the preachers on TV will tell you about, let alone the sissy pants ones out there and where they don't even mention CN or anything like that in any churches anymore. Anyway, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the Luciferians? You know, stay keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome, believe me. Because I'll tell you, it's getting to be where, I've been so long at the stuff now that I'm starting to succumb to the wounds I've gotten and that they still come on the attack with. Anything can be sent to Hawk. Could be a little bit of silver, a bit of gold, Federal Reserve notes, a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And, you can reach me, Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. And send me an email. Don't send me the junk mail. Don't send me a bunch of pictures, or that kind of stuff, because I don't click on a lot of things, because I try not to. Gone through too many computers over the years, They used to blow them right out of the wall sockets in the early days when I used to blow people's speakers off the wall, But I'm mild-mannered now. Just don't come down my block looking to come for me. And you had better, get to where you're at the scenario where you're going to do that, because I'll tell you, what are we going to do when there's no more bacon? What are we going to do when there's no more canning factories, okay? What are we going to do when there's nobody making glass jars to can our goods? Do you know how to make steel? Where is the steel? Do we have nuts and bolts? And if we had a bolt, could we retool and dye it to make it into something else? Could we build our own log cabin? Most of us can't. Some could do it very well. So we're going to have to find brothers and sisters out there. I'm going to tell you what, some of the things I keep thinking about, a good career move would be to get a pedal sewing machine as well as a good electric. But you got to do the electric. You're going to have battery backup and solar power or wind power or something to keep the batteries charged to run the machine, but a good investment might be right now. Denim fabric, camouflage fabric, chambray, all kind of different stuff to make a basic shirt, pair of pants, you know, basic dress, whatever that might be. And for have the patterns for kids, young kids, older kids, and adults, men and women, all right? And have those at the ready for basic shirts, pants, blue jeans, whatever it might be, jacket, you know, the whole nine yards. And have also threads, bobbins, you see, threads, bobbins, all kind of buttons, latches, zippers, all kind of stuff. If you had a whole area of that set up in a bunker, and if the time came and you needed clothing to make for somebody, you could make clothing for someone in exchange for eggs from their chickens, or in exchange for a chicken, okay, or exchange for a gallon of milk. You see what I'm saying? That is a good thing. Last night I told people, hey, you may want to get some of those foam earplugs, okay, because there's going to be a whole lot of bang, bang, bang going on down the system. You see what I'm saying? There's going to be bombs and missiles and artillery going kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. So you're going to have to probably need some kind of ear protection, particularly you're going to be possibly using your firearm to defend your family, your home, or your place of business from the barbarians or from the barbarian horde armies like Northcom, who'll come for you in a heartbeat. Yeah. Under the orders of the new commissar, this, that, and the other, of the 10 federal region governors, under the conduct of the Department of Defense, under the President Red Shadow Joe Biden and his advisor Xi Jinping, all right? It doesn't make any difference if they're Russians or Chinese or if they're, you know, Pentagram associates. They come down your house, street your house, they want to take you, put you on a truck, take you to a camp, and then take your food, your water, your house, and oh, wouldn't it be nice, you know. I've always talked about that one particular movie where in Bosnia, Herzegovina, and that kind of thing, it was out of the old Yugoslavia, they were actually in, Zagreb or one of those cities, Sarajevo. And you had a Muslim rifle shooter who'd been in the Olympics, and then you had a guy who was another rifle shooter, but he was not Muslim, and they were at war in the deal, you know, in the split up of the Civil War, and that the one guy worked for the bad guys who were killing people by the bushel load in the city. The other guy then started to get set up to hunt that sniper, and it turns out it's his buddy. And then they've got, and his buddy comes, and he's living in a big, nice house that they took from somebody else. You know, it's just like the Nazis who took over the houses of Jews and others in the day, and their businesses for nothing, all right? Just grabbed them, okay? This kind of stuff is going to happen here. What are you going to do when the Red Chinese might own all the banks and might own your mortgage? And you can't pay for it because the light went out and you can't go to work, yet they're still going to dun you and send a Northcom or Red Chinese hit squad to your house to confiscate your home because your mortgage got advanced up real quick, you know what I'm saying, called because of the emergency and you couldn't pay it off. Well, then too bad. You know, get out. The sheriff's not going to put you out, but the Red Chinese or the Russians, Spetsnaz or the hut 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 boys out of the federal government, they'll put you out of your house real quick. You don't want to go into their loose spray and knife out of pine. Let me tell you something. You stand for Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus wants you to stand in the gap, and if you have not, got him as your savior. He's going to be the key for you enduring to the end, let me tell you. And if you believe in him, then you're going to have everlasting life in heaven if he's your savior. Repent of your sins. Repent, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. You tell him about it however you think the best way to do it sincerely. And ask him to come into your heart to be your savior. Lord, I repent of my sins. Will you come into my heart to be my savior, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray. Jesus, that's his name. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And when the time comes, when you're on the line and you stand in the gap on his behalf, wait for him and the archangels to come. And they will come. But it could be a little while. So we need to make sure that there's somebody still here that believes on him and our Father in heaven and has got the wherewithal and has got the strength and the determination to stand against the evil. Stand against the evil in the gap. Stand in the gap against the evil. And you better be ready. And for those who can't necessarily fight, you can provide sanctuary or hiding places and logistics. You can give transportation. You can have food stored for those who might fight on your behalf. You can at least have a good hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night so somebody can watch out to see if somebody's coming down the road or what it's going to be, whether it be an outlaw motorcycle gang or whether it be a rush of street gangs or whether it be foreign troops or U.S. troops, you see, who will go along with anything they say, you know? I think this thing is about to put a fork in and it's done. But while you still have some time, you can still get on the right side with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Because without Lord Jesus, I'm going to tell you, every knee at some point is going to bow to him. And you better have the plan that is the best deal in town. The best deal in town is that if you were to lose your life, you'd be having everlasting life with him in heaven and our Father up there. And you won't go down to the monkey pit with all the people, you know, going down the chute to get burned for a crisp forever and ever and ever. You don't want to do that. But there's fewer of the good people who want the Lord Jesus, who are with the Lord Jesus. They know they're with him and that he's with them, and they have maybe even had the Lord has manifested himself to him, to the people, because how does he tell you if you want to see him or if he wants to manifest, you want to see him manifested to you? Go to John 14 and read it. Well, I know all about that. You know, I go to church 14 times a day, you know. Well, you better read about the Bible. You better read the red letters, what Lord Jesus had to say, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. We're taking U.S. long-range rocket systems, sending them to the Ukraine, but on the other hand, it seems like the $40 billion has not gotten there yet, and now they're trying to tell Ukraine that they need to negotiate a settlement. Well, who's getting the slot fund or the slush fund of the $40 billion? Whose pockets is that going to go into? Think that might go into the Hunter's pockets, and he'll keep the big amount for the big guy? $1.45 billion, the red Chinese gave to Hunter. And you know who also was involved in that? I believe that it was the son of Kerry, you know? But who later on exited from that business, you see. This is not going to be well, and you better be prepared. That doesn't mean you freak out every day. If you're freaking out, then you need to get right with Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm freaking out. Lord, I repent of my sins. I need to ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And Lord, protect my family. Show me where the true sanctuary is. You can pray to him, Lord Jesus, make me have the ability to understand quickly the events that are happening and to give myself a heads up, or that you will give me a heads up, Lord, a time frame. But I'm not going to be dependent on that. I'm going to take the opportunity, if you afford it, Lord, to be smarter than I am, faster than I am, more dynamic and able to adapt than I currently am. Lord, make me fast and accurate. And then I don't care if you can do nothing else but get one more can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup a week, then you need to do that, because that's a ration for one person for a day. You've just added a day for somebody. If you got four people or five in your family, then if you could buy five cans a week, then you've got five people have another day of ration, assuming you eat a half a can a day, all right? And maybe you've got some non-sprayed with, herbicide. You got some non-sprayed dandelion greens or poke salad or whatever it might be, you know, pawpaws or whatever you could get out of the nature. There are also flowers that you can grow that are edible, you see. Check out edible flowers. Plant some seeds. Put them in your garden. Don't spray them with the bug spray. You know, put them somewhere else in an edible garden area, like your garden. I'm going to tell you something else. There are even for these raised beds now, you can go up on Amazon and different places and find little miniature greenhouses that are a frame that goes over the raised bed. I think Quick Tent, Quick Tent, Amazon. You could have there like a mini greenhouse. Then you can unzip it on the sides, roll it up, and let air in through it. But in the wintertime, that might extend your grow for not too much money. You know, under $100 or something like that, depending on the size. Don't go into the Luciferian Spirit knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your better rights, your home. Mighty man and women without a use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And Dango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, buddy. Ain't nobody better on the optics or hand-to-hand. Road and track and little L. Keep up with your studies. Get those books and hit the books, as well as doing the ninja type work. Say hi to your mama and daddy. And to all the people out there, the Lord Jesus